escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. It's the final hour of the Dopey Millennial Show. Appreciate Gaurav Vadak coming on and talking to us last segment about the Braves minor league system. Coming up next segment, so about 17 minutes from now, we'll have Jeremy Johnson, who writes for Dogs HQ. He's a part of, as they're part of Rivals now, and is Rusty Manziel. Our own 92.9 The Game, Rusty Manziel, is his boss. So definitely friend of the program, someone who, similar to Gaurav, knows about the, I guess what you would call the minor leagues of college football, specifically Georgia football, and what I say is the high school game. He's a part of recruiting. He knows what's going on amongst the recruiting ranks. There was a big piece added to the Dogs just this past week. We'll ask Jeremy coming up, like I said, about 16 minutes from now. We'll talk to him as well. We'll ask Jeremy about what we heard from Kirby Smart this past week right here on this radio station as the Steakhouse with Rusty Manziel, with Steak Shapiro, with Drew Butler, with Sandra Golden had a, I mean, it was just a super show out in Athens this past week, and one of the big guests that they had on their show was Kirby Smart. He had a lot of interesting things to say, but one of the things that I wanted to get to before I have producer Dom Cherosky asks me some questions and an Ask the Dopey is talking about the potential starting quarterback of Gunnar Stockton, a guy who we saw fill in the Texas game, held it together long enough for the Dogs to get the win in the SEC Championship, but followed it up with a very inconsistent performance in the playoffs against Notre Dame. Now, Kirby did bring Gunner to SEC Media Days, which I feel like spoke a lot about his confidence, but then he actually talked about Gunner on our show this past week.
I love his work ethic. I love his dedication and, like, passion to film study. He takes notes every day. Like, the detail matters to him, and he doesn't get real emotional high and low. He's not, like, one of these people that's up and down. He messes something up. He keeps it moving. I just love his competitive toughness. You know, he's not he may not be 6'4", and people say he doesn't have a great arm strength. He's got really good arm strength. But I love the way he goes about his business.
The only part of that, because I found it interesting the way that Kirby compliments Gunner's ability to stay calm under pressure. And if you've ever talked to Gunner, you get that pretty easily, just because he is good old country boy, like loves football and loves his 14 cows. And there's not a whole lot else that he's really concerned with. The questions about arm strength have certainly been there. And to say, yeah, people say he doesn't have great arm strength. You know what I would have loved for Kirby to say? he does have great arm strength. Kirby goes, yeah, a lot of people say he doesn't have great arm strength. I mean, he's very good. And I was kind of like, that kind of sounds like you potentially agree with that thought process. Don't love that, but certainly
gotta
like
sell it short, man.
Yeah,
sell it.
Yeah, it's like sometimes I don't need the full honesty, and maybe a little bit of honesty slipped out there. I think what Kirby is saying is that it's not a big enough concern for you to not play him. And I think Gunner is the week one starter against Marshall. I think the only way that you see Ryan Puglisi is if Gunner gets hurt or if by the time you get to Tennessee, things look really rough. But if week three against Tennessee, if leading up to that point or during that game, things get shaky, I could see you making a change. Otherwise, it feels like the vote of confidence is there for Gunner Stockton. They want to run the ball clearly, as is the identity of Georgia football. They'll include Gunner in as a part of that. But it's certainly going to be interesting to see how this prospect that we've seen for quite some time and saw very briefly, like I said, with the playoff situation. But that was such a tough environment to get thrown in. The shooting, excuse me, not the shooting, but the car running issue on Bourbon Street, like that whole thing was such a mess that I don't necessarily blame Gunner for not being perfect in that one. And he also dealt with drops and all of that. So that is to say, I'm much more willing to take a blank canvas into this season than I will for the brief moments that we saw him last year. All right, with the rest of the time that we do have, I wanted to fit in a producer segment on the show, talk with my producer, Dom Cherosky, and do a little Ask the Dopey. So what's going on, Dom?
Nothing much, man. How you doing?
We're hanging in here, buddy. I feel like we've gotten to the final hour of the show. A nap is definitely coming my way. but so far I feel good. Like the energy has stuck with me so far.
Mm-hmm. Very
so
good,
I've been
very
happy.
Good. All right. So I got a couple questions for you. One of them actually is not sports related. We're going to go a little life pop culture type relationship
good.
Stuff here.
Love it.
So I don't know if you were aware, but the other day was National Girlfriend Day.
I did see that. Cause I had a lot of my friends popping up. Posting
yep.
their girls.
People that you didn't know had girlfriends.
Yeah, actually, in fact, yeah, very true.
Right. So I obviously participated. You know, I just kind of threw a picture up, me and my girlfriend, hey, love you, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I was then heckled by her because she complained that the photo I put up was not a good picture of her. So then she told me that I needed to go back and post another picture and post with a better picture.
Did you?
I did,
okay,
of course.
Good man.
My question to you is, has that ever happened to you? And how often does it happen to you if it does? And how good are you at picking pictures like, oh, this is her picture?
So I have been with my wife, not as my wife. I've been married for almost 6 years now, but I've been with her for going on 14. So the thing that I will say is the number of photos of her that I have are in the hundreds, if not thousands.
Mm-hmm.
The number of photos that she would allow me to post to social media is probably in the single digits.
Right.
Because the number of times we have gone somewhere, taken a photo, and I'm like, hey, you cool if I post this? And I either get one or two things. I get, it's fine. Or I get, no, don't. I look terrible.
Yes,
and I'm like,
yes.
What? Like the funniest thing, we just went on a big vacation a couple weeks ago, went to Washington. So she knew we were going to places in which she is going to be photographed. And the woman came back from the trip angry about, I can't believe I wore this outfit on that day. Like, I just didn't realize, and I was like, I stopped, and I was like, realize what? Realize that we were going to take pictures? I mean, we're standing in front of easily one of the, like, prettiest mountain ranges in the United
right.
States
right.
with the bluest water I've ever seen in my life, and you are going, yeah, but I was wearing for comfort, not for pictures. But you knew! Like,
you,
nah.
Yeah.
The number of times I have had to deal with, why did you post that photo of me? You know, oh, I It's the like, oh, it was a weird angle, or yeah. I was looking wrong. Or,
I wasn't looking at my hair wasn't done.
That's the other thing, too, is like I have short hair. My hair is my hair, and 99% of the time, it's going to look the same in every photo. But for her, it's like, well, it was in front of my ears, or it was behind my ears in this photo, or the wind was blowing, and that was certainly, like, we took some photos in Washington where I had to go through and I had to take the live photo and scroll back and find the photo where her hair was not
blown.
In her face. Ah, yes. So, yes, I've been there. Good man for you for deleting the photo, because I know some guys would just
get over yourself. I didn't delete the original picture. I'm not deleting a post. The original post was...
You left it up.
It was left up.
You just added.
I just added another post afterwards, yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Okay.
All righty. One more before we get out of here. So, obviously, some big names going out around the NFL. We kind of touched on Micah Parsons. But a couple big names are possibly asking for trades. My question to you, because something that Fricky said about Kirk Cousins earlier in the day got me thinking, which of these three guys is most likely to be playing for a different team come week one? Micah Parsons, Terry McLaurin, Kirk Cousins.
Oh, okay. It's Terry McLaurin. I think he's the most likely.
Same.
And that's simply because, in my opinion, Micah Parsons is not going anywhere. You cannot trade a player of Parsons' caliber at 26 years old because what are you going to get? Like, you're not going to get anything close. Your defense was atrocious last year.
But
you gave up, like, 24, 27 points a game. Like, it was insane.
But if he's serious about, hey, I'm severing ties with you guys and I don't ever want to play for the Dallas Cowboys again, then you run the risk of, all right, well, he's leaving and we get nothing.
I say this in the most respectful way possible. I think you can money whip him.
Of course.
Like, I think
Absolutely. You can.
There's enough money that you can show his way.
We saw literally this just happened with Myles Garrett.
Exactly.
Myles Garrett literally was like, I'm done with Cleveland.
Yeah.
I'm out of here. I'm never.
And what's funny is I believed Myles Garrett more than I did Micah Parsons.
More than Micah.
Myles is one where I was like, I want to get out of Cleveland too. Like, that's a mess. At least with Dallas, you're going, you know, like, you see there is definitely benefit of playing for the Dallas Cowboys. It's not necessarily to win a championship. But there are certainly Micah Parsons. I don't know if he has a podcast right now if he doesn't
I'm
play
sure
for the Dallas Cowboys. That's not to say, like, he's great, and he would be great
no matter what team he played for.
I don't know that he has a podcast and is profiting in the way that he is profiting currently if he's not playing for the Cowboys. So I think a deal gets done there. With Kirk Cousins, you're simply waiting for an injury. You are like, and I was actually on a podcast recently where I was like, you know, one of the reasons I'm so annoyed with Kirk Cousins, he's turned me into a bad person because Justin Fields went down in training camp and I'm like, yes, man, Kirk's out of here. Kirk's headed to New York. Like, it's going to happen. And then it was like, oh, no, for Justin, it's just a toe injury. Like, he's fine. And I'm going, like, I shouldn't act like that.
Yeah, you're waiting for somebody to get nicked up. You're waiting for somebody to hurt. Listen.
You're waiting for, very likely, 2 weeks into the season, a quarterback to play horribly, and then for that team to go, oh, no, we're a quarterback away, like, we need to go trade for Kirk Cousins, but most likely an injury.
Yeah.
And that makes us all like,
feel like bad people.
Icky. Yeah.
Call your shot right now. Where does Kirk Cousins end up? If he does get traded, where does he end up?
Tennessee, maybe?
Tennessee. That's an interesting one. My pick is Indianapolis.
Okay.
I think Anthony Richardson just might not be it. And then Daniel Jones is a bum. And I think they're going to be in a situation where it's like, hey, if neither one of these guys are it, try and maybe we can get Kirk. This is my dark horse team, maybe. Keep an eye out.
And I mean, the Jets is still going to exist. That's not going to go away because Justin Fields, as you well know, sir, not just the injury. Like, it could go wrong. And no team ever wants to, Tyrod Taylor is never anyone's QB1, especially at his age.
I just feel like we did him wrong. Justin, he should still be the quarterback in Pittsburgh.
I think so, too.
But it is
what it is. I agree. But, yay, you got Aaron Rodgers now. Have fun with that one. All right, other side of the break. Jeremy Johnson, recruiting writer for Dogs HQ, is going to join us to talk about who just chose the Georgia Bulldogs this past week in the state of Georgia, as well as his thoughts on Gunner and what this football team is going to look like week one against Marshall. It's coming up next. Dopey Millennial Show. Caleb Johnson here with you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Sports Radio 989 The Game and the Odyssey app. It's the Dopey Millennial Show. We've gotten to talk a lot of Braves baseball over the course of this show, as obviously the season is lost, but there was still going to be one final fun moment. The Speedway Classic. That was going to be it for the fun, exciting parts of this season. And then everything happened last night. However, they did follow it up, getting the win today, getting the trophy, Eli White having his moment, which I feel like is so perfect that it was Eli White who was essentially MVP of the game and got to hoist the Speedway Classic trophy. Because anyone, if it was Matt Olson or Austin Riley or Ozzie Albies, I don't know, it just wouldn't have the same feel as, like, of course it's a random guy who's kind of only playing because Ronald Acuña Jr. had an injury this past week. But at least some positivity as the Braves break their streak of 10 consecutive losses on a Sunday, in which they were not supposed to play, but that sneaky old rain. So we got to talk a lot of Braves over the course of the show. We got to talk some Falcons. And now, have to fit in some Georgia football. Go out to the WadeFord.com hotline, bring in Jeremy Johnson. He's a recruiting writer for Dogs HQ, which is now part of the Rivals Network. You can follow him on social media at JeremyO_Johnson. Jeremy, how you doing on the Sunday, man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am good. I talked a little bit earlier about Kirby Smart's comments when it came to Gunnar Stockton. I know you wrote an article for Dogs HQ about his appearance on the Steakhouse this past week, and you know how complimentary he was of Gunnar Stockton. He brought Gunnar out to SEC Media Days, which to me was a sign of this is our guy, even if he's going to do the whole, hey, I'm not going to announce a starter until week one, yada yada, and all that sort of thing. What confidence, Jeremy, do you think Kirby has in Gunner, and why should he be confident when it feels like so much outside narrative is that, well, do you really believe in this guy? Because, I mean, look what he did against Notre Dame.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of confidence, and it's probably unwavering confidence just in what Gunnar Stockton is as a person from Kirby Smart's perspective. I mean, he's known the young man since he was probably 10 years old, 5 years old. You know, he was a young guy when they were first introduced, so they've known each other for a long time. So I think he believes in him and what he's made of mentally. I don't think playing quarterback at Georgia is just about the physical traits, which I think some of Gunnar's physical traits have been kind of underrated as well. I think people look at him and say, like Kirby said, he's not 6'4", but he's good enough athlete to get it done, and I think he has enough arm talent to get it done, and I think Kirby Smart believes that as well.
It's I think another part of this is when you have a guy as highly recruited as Ryan Puglisi, and you know, you kind of see the intangibles there of like, oh, okay, this is a truly talented guy that could come in and give Gunnar some real competition. What do you think Ryan would have to do in order to, because it feels like Kirby loves the more experienced, the veteran guy in the locker room. He's kind of always done that at Georgia. What would it take for Ryan to come in and like win this job over, whether it happened week one or week three or whatever?
I think he would just really have to remain consistent and, you know, make sure that he's not being a guy that in practice is turning the football over, because that's no number one at Georgia. You do not turn the football over. And if you start to do that, then you start to fall down a depth chart. So I don't know if that's been the case or not, but obviously Gunnar is a guy they feel comfortable with because he doesn't turn the football over, and he hasn't, you know, in the games he's played in, other than I think he had to pick against Texas. Can't remember if he had a pick against. He had a sack fumble against Notre Dame. Yeah. So that's a big thing for Georgia, is to not turn the football over. So if he does that, and I'm sure this will be it won't be a battle, but it'll be a situation where, you know, there's an opportunity where if something happens to Gunnar. I mean, if you go in there and don't turn the football over, then you'll play, you know? So that's the only really thing I can see him doing. He's got all the intangibles. I mean, I think people are starting to kind of think that Ryan Puglisi can't play football. Ryan Puglisi is probably one of the most electric arm talents in his class, just from a talent standpoint. He just has to, you know, be able to get comfortable in that offense and, you know, pick up the speed. I mean, it's the SEC, so it's a little different than playing at Avon Academy up in Connecticut on Saturdays.
Yeah, very much so. I want to switch and talk about the defense for a little bit. I think one of the big things last year was Georgia fans had become so used to this insanely dominant defensive line with guys who were going as first-round picks to the NFL and all of this sort of a thing. And then there was a bit of a step back last year. When you have Christian Miller heading into this year, how much do you think he can be that kind of that star on the defensive line to break out and make a name for himself and kind of get back to one of the, you know, kind of the prominent names that you know from Georgia as far as defensively?
I mean, he definitely has an opportunity. I mean, he has to stay healthy. I mean, he got dinged up a little bit last year, and, you know, he was kind of mixed in with some of those older guys. Now he's the old guy in the room. So
yeah.
You know, it's really go time for him. I think he'll have a good year. He has an opportunity to help him on the pass rush end, and then also he's a guy that likes to play the run as well. So they have a young group, and I think, you know, that whole group, it's not just Christian. It's Jordan Hall, Xavier McCloud. I mean, the young phenom, Elijah Griffin, who everyone is talking about, that group of four people, and, you know, some of these other guys, Jordan Thomas, Nasir Johnson. I mean, they recruit these guys at a high level, and these are all very talented football players. You just don't know their names yet. And at one point, that was the case for Jordan Carter, Devontae Wyatt, and you know, some of those other guys that were on that defense. So I think, you know, Christian Miller is the kind of one that is finally getting the spotlight nationally. And, you know, but he played a role for Georgia last year, and he played pretty well at times for Georgia last year. So I think he'll continue to do what he was doing. I think his biggest additional piece will be he'll be in front of the microphone a little more. He'll be in front of the team huddle a little more, and he'll have the responsibility of kind of leading by example for guys like Elijah Griffin.
Jeremy, when I said star, it also made me think of like the literal star position, something that Malachi Starks handled for the last few seasons for this Georgia team. It feels like those are big shoes to fill, what Malachi Starks, even if people looked at it as him having a down season last year, and I think there's a lot of reasons that go into why you could view it that way. What do you make of this secondary heading into week one, and then what do you think kind of this team can do replacing a guy like Malachi Starks?
Yeah, there's a lot of talent. I mean, there's a lot of raw ability in that group. And you got, I mean, the two corners are two guys that are coming back. Dalen Everett and Daniel Harris both played a lot last year. And Dalen Everett's a guy that's been on a bunch of these watch lists that you see preseason. So he'll be, you know, cornerback one. But then you start looking at that safety room, and that's kind of where the question is going to be. You mentioned Malachi Starks, you mentioned Dan Jackson. Dan Jackson also is another was a key piece in that defense as well that we don't talk about a lot. But replacing those two guys is going to be critical, and that's going to be hard to do. I don't know that you can just say, hey, go be those two guys. I think, you know, a guy like Jonelle Aguero, who played a little bit last year but kind of was banged up, that didn't really take hold of one of those safety spots as a rotational player last year, that will have an opportunity to do so this year. You talk about the two transfers, Jaden Harris and Adrian Maddox that came in. Oh, the third transfer, Zachariah Branch's brother, Zion Branch, is a guy who could figure in at one of the safety spots or the star position as well. So there's a lot of names. Ja'Cory Thomas is a guy who's been in the program and has played a little bit as well that, you know, could very well start at one of those spots. And then you got KJ Bolden, the freshman All-American. So, yeah, there's a lot of names. There's a lot of talent. It's still trying to come together and see what pairing will work the best.
I'm very interested to see KJ Bolden because obviously there was so much hype for him coming out of high school, and rightfully so, that I think, you know, it just everyone kind of goes through those learning curves, especially being new on the scene. You mentioned just a few minutes ago, Zachariah Branch. He is someone that I actually, earlier in the week on the Steakhouse, it was Drew Butler who said he was talking to Matthew Stafford, and Stafford brought up Zachariah Branch as like, this is a guy I would have playing on the Rams right now. And it feels like that's high praise for a guy like that. What does Zachariah bring this wide receiver core, and how much improved do you believe it actually is, with clearly that was a point of emphasis for Kirby Smart, recruiting and the transfer portal otherwise?
Yeah, Zachariah is just one of those juice guys. He's a juice guy that you just, I mean, he's one of those people that, you know, he's going to make the big play. It's going to be the exciting play, and it's going to be the splashy play. He's like that's the sprinkles that go on top of the cake. That's what Zachariah Branch brings to an offense. It allows, you know, you'll have Noah Thomas and the guys on the outside that'll make some of those high, you know, go jump up and make the plays, but then you'll have Zachariah Branch come across on drags and, you know, pitch him the football and he'll go 80 with it. You know, it changes the way you play offense because he can flip the field just like that. Because, you know, that's something that Georgia didn't do a lot last year. They didn't have the explosive play. And that's what this dude is. He's explosive. He's bulked up a little bit. So I almost wonder, you know, I'm excited to kind of see what the role will be just because of how much size he's added. Yeah, he's added some, I don't know the exact number, but he's put on some serious muscle since the last time I saw him in person. So, he's probably the X factor of this offense this year. And if he can have a really good year, it opens things up, you know, in the run game, you know, being able to have the, you know, the whoever the quarterback is, they'll get some confidence just throwing him little short passes and watching him run, you know? So yeah, he's special to watch for sure.
You mentioned the running back room, and that's an area in which, you know, obviously they addressed it in the transfer portal, getting Josh McCray out of Illinois. But it seems like maybe he's dealing with some form of injury. Are there any guys that are kind of concerning on the injury front? It feels like last season that was such a topic of conversation every week, was like who's actually going to be available. And when guys were out, it really impacted them.
Yeah, that injury is going to that's the thing with every football team in America. It's just, I mean, you can have as much talent as you can have, but it's just a matter of who's going to be healthy when it's time to strap it up and play on Saturday. So that was an issue for Georgia last year. And, you know, Trevor Etienne was in and out of the lineup. So you never really got that rhythm. you know, everyone talks about the offensive line's performance, but you have to have that continuity between the offensive line and the running back and how they like to run and how they like to time those runs sometimes. So not being in there and not having those reps kind of hurt those guys, especially toward the end of the year. So, I mean, Georgia's got a lot of numbers this year. I mean, you look at Nate Frazier's back. Cass Jones is a guy that I feel gets kind of forgotten about. He played a ton last year as well. You know, Josh McCray. A couple of the young guys that played last year, Chauncey Bowens, Dwight Phillips, and then you have the freshman that's been turning heads, Bo Walker, who all of these guys could have some sort of role just to kind of keep them fresh as you start to work toward the middle of the season. So I think having the numbers is kind of where they will combat that, and I think every one of these guys can play. So I think you'll see an improved run game. And then also having Gunner as a quarterback, yep. If that's where this goes, you know, he can help, you know, help the run game a little bit because they'll play him a little differently than you saw Carson Beck.
Certainly a deep position and something that you talk about, like the injuries affecting this team last year, and that's something that Kirby's talked about with NIL and the changes that come with NIL and the transfer portal is that he's not had the level of depth that he's had in times past. And so, you know, how you're able to overcome that is certainly always interesting. Jeremy, you wrote an article this week because four-star defensive lineman Anthony London out of Clark Central, he chose the Dogs. He was going to stay home regardless, it looked like, with his picks, but he goes with the Dogs. What kind of player is UGA getting with Anthony London?
Oh, man, he's a disruptive player. I mean, he does a little bit of everything in the high school level. He plays a nine technique, which is essentially a stand-up outside linebacker. He'll slide down to the seven, which is a hand-in-the-dirt defensive end, to the three technique, which is your for your Falcons fans out there, it's your Grady Jarrett type. And he can play nose guard a little bit as well. He's not the heaviest guy. He's about 270 right now. But, you know, he's quick enough that on third down, he can slide in there and rush the passer from inside as well. So I think Georgia's intent is to play him everywhere along the defensive front, which is unique because you don't typically hear guys getting recruited by Glenn Schumann, Trey Scott, and Shadira Uzo-Dereebe, who was the outside linebackers coach, which in this situation, that was the case for Anthony London. And, you know, I think they fully intend to kind of let him do everything. And I think he's going to be a guy that you look up in a couple of years and you're like, man, we didn't know a lot about this guy. He went to Clark Central. He's right here in Athens, but we didn't know a lot about him. But he ends up being a guy that's really productive and can help Georgia in a lot of different ways.
London, he can get in with the nutritionist, and I'm sure that 270 will jump up pretty quickly. Over his time, he'll be able to put on the pounds. That is Jeremy Johnson, recruiting writer for Dogs HQ. Give him a follow on social media at @JeremyO_Johnson. Jeremy, thanks for giving us some of your time on this Sunday, man.
Absolutely. I appreciate you.
Okay, when we get back, final segment of the Dopey Millennial Show. We always wrap it up with news you can lose. One of the funniest arrests was made this week because of what the person did in order to get arrested. It's the story that's been around the sports world and just around social media in general. The thrower of the thing has been arrested. We'll talk about it next. Sports Radio 99 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it.
We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall is back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. It's the final segment of the Dopey Millennial Show. Coming up at 5 o'clock, you've got Grant McCauley and From the Diamond, where he actually has something positive to talk about on a Sunday. A Braves win on a Sunday? What? Is that allowed? Well, I guess when you don't initially intend to play on said Sunday, it can happen. But look, I as fun as this event was, and we talked about over the course of the show, the Speedway Classic, the disasters that, you know, people were comparing to Firefest, which I thought was wildly out of line.
It was a little funny. Yeah. Fricky did it earlier. It was a little funny.
It was funny, but it's definitely like, no. Firefest, they flew people to a remote island and then left them out there.
Firefest, there was no actual fest. That was
exactly.
Like, there was no, it's not like that you went out there and like there was never gonna be a Braves game played at all. Like, it wasn't like, no guys, there's no game here whatsoever.
No one had to sleep in a tent that was on the ground and soaked because there was rain. Like, and you weren't out there for multiple days. It's just they ran out of food. Was that bad on them? Yes. Does that clearly show that it was Major League Baseball's fault? Yes, because Bristol's hosted multiple races and attendances bigger than this. People, even we're talking about Virginia Tech, Tennessee, when they played there a few years back, and like that one apparently went pretty seamless. Now, I do think having a nearly 3-hour rain delay certainly impacted things, because people who weren't going to buy food ended up wanting to buy food. And, you know, I heard about the long lines. Well, look, based on some of the people that I interacted there, might not have been Major League Baseball's fault that the staffing might have been an issue, you know, like maybe not everybody had all the crayons in their box kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder about that element, because even I was hearing like the self-service lines were going super long, and I'm thinking, well, but that's just people grabbing items and then paying for it. So if that's taking a long time, that sounds like that's on the consumers, not the setup. I heard people complaining about, so the concert was hilarious. I will say that. Tim McGraw comes out there. I'm not the biggest country music fan, but I do enjoy some country. And Tim McGraw, who is known from the late 90s, early 2000s, different hits that he has. This man came out there, did a 35-minute set of 90% songs I have never heard, which I found hilarious, because I was like, this is not the place to do your deep cuts, Tim. This is where you play the hits. He did do Live Like You Were Dying. Yeah, okay, there we go. Hey, so here is a fun fact for you, Dom, and listeners out there. The Log Cabin in this music video that Tim McGraw and Nelly did, I was there in person for the building of this log cabin.
Oh.
My next door neighbor in Tennessee, Paul Freeman, was building this log cabin. I got brought up to the cabin with my dad, was sitting there when Tim McGraw and Faith Hill were there. Faith Hill had like made sandwiches for us all.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's the most like random story that I feel like most
That's
people,
pretty cool, actually.
I tell them and they're like, who's Tim McGraw? I'm like, oh, okay. But no, Tim McGraw does a 35-minute set out there of mostly deep cuts and like stuff that I don't know. Maybe country music fans like were more familiar with those, but he didn't do over and over again. He did do a couple of hits, and it was marketed as Tim McGraw and Pitbull. And then Tim McGraw performed for 35 minutes, and I looked at my watch, and I was like, well, there's not a lot of time for Pitbull to perform, but he comes out, and I'm like, cool. The first song is this, like, mashup of a Tim McGraw song that Pitbull and Tim McGraw are going back and forth. And I was like, all right, well, like, I don't really care about that, but I'm going to wait till Pitbull does one of his hits, and then I'll record it. That man walked off the stage. That was it. He did a mashup. He was on stage for 45 seconds, Dom, and was done. Absolutely. And was like, oh, I got my check. I'm out of here.
I'm Mr. International, Mr. Worldwide. Yeah, I got places to be.
I was really, Don't Stop the Party. Like, I was ready for the hits. But
Dale.
Yeah, but some people were complaining that from their seats, they couldn't see the stage where he was performing. And I was like, so get up and walk over to it.
Move.
Like, I don't
you can.
Yeah.
There's aisles that
you can
move
come
into.
Back to your seat. Like, the game wasn't going to start for another, like, 30 minutes after that point. Anyways, so just, I don't know. There were a lot of problems, but some people also just enjoy complaining, and there's definitely that in play. With the last few minutes that I have of this show, let's wrap it up with News You Can Lose.
Taking a look at non-sports related news with News You Can Lose on the Dopey Millennial Show.
All right, one of the funniest stories going on in sports currently is one that I have to be very careful how I discuss it because the FCC exists and that all of that sort of thing. Have you heard about the adult toy that appeared on the court for the Valkyries and Dream game, and then it popped up at another Valkyries? I forget who the opponent was in that game. But yeah, a particular green adult toy in two games within the same week, and then I heard about a third instance, but I didn't know if that was confirmed or not, popped up on a court. Well, they found the person who threw it on the court in Atlanta, and that person has been arrested. I don't know if it was just a prank sort of a thing, and then they had a copycat in game two, or if it was the same person in game two. Either way, I thought it was the funniest part of the whole thing is that it gets flung onto the court, and then whoever's producing the game cuts to it just laying on the court.
Oh, absolutely.
And Renee Montgomery, absolutely, one of the owners of the Atlanta Dream, like kind of like kicks it, and the referee kicks it before they realize it and pick it up. And now it has been on multiple betting sites of what is going to be the color of the next one that gets thrown onto the court. Yep. And then followed up with, does it get kicked or picked up? Like, how does it get removed from the court was also a thing that you could have a prop bet on. That I had a buddy of mine send it to me, but the main one was the color of the next one, and I was
How
like
about the size.
Oh, yeah. What do you? How do you? How do I say this without getting in trouble? What inch parameter?
Yeah, average.
Yeah, like what are you
well
betting on? You know, are you doing like 6 and below? Or 6
you
and
gotta,
above.
What's the they had this scale on South Park about sizes.
Yeah, that was just it was so bizarre. And then you had players getting on social media being like, stop throwing things at us. And I was like, only going to make it worse.
You know, they do this in Buffalo, though. They do the same thing in Buffalo. However, I do think
with adult toys?
With the same type of deal.
I was about to say, I know of the octopus on the ice in hockey, but
yeah, I do believe they reserve it specifically for, like, I think it's reserved for like the Patriots. So like when they beat the Patriots.
I remember
and stuff,
this now. I remember
they throw,
this. Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
but
yeah,
it's
yeah.
a thing in Buffalo. They even have a name for them and everything.
Yes.
I don't know if I can say the name.
Nope, probably can't. It is now coming back to me that I had completely forgotten about that because it's the Patriots, because one of my best friends is a Patriots fan, and it was like, why does this keep happening? But don't throw things onto the field, and that's no matter if it's an adult toy or your drink. Yes, I'm talking to you, Texas Longhorns. It's just don't be that person who does it. All right, one final thing. Let's wrap this thing up with a participation trophy.
Well, at least you tried. This is a participation trophy on the Dopey Millennial Show.
All right, I'm giving a participation trophy because it can be taken away because I'm very concerned. The NFL has sold NFL Red Zone amongst other properties to ESPN. So ESPN is now going to own NFL Red Zone. I'm not entirely sure if this is coming into play like this season, but regardless, don't you dare touch Scott Hansen. Don't you touch him, ESPN. If you put someone else in that position, I'm going to lose my mind. Like, the man is clearly built for that role. It is a perfect product that doesn't need any of your changes. They already messed with it last season by adding commercials. Just keep it wholesome and perfect in the way that it is. I know the NFL is like, hey, we're not a media company, so we don't need to be involved in these things. But as we know, ESPN loves to mess up stuff. So please, ESPN,
I was gonna say,
don't do it.
You didn't have to be involved in a lot of things, but you surely found a way to be.
Yeah, I'm worried. I'm worried because when ESPN gets involved, I mean, they're not as concerned about the product as they are the bottom line, which involves them making changes that are often very dumb.
What, you don't want to see Stephen A. Smith running Red Zone?
I would, like, the way that would ruin the NFL Sundays for me, because I do Falcons game on the right and Red Zone on the left on my split-screen TV. Like, I just don't mess with a good thing.
The one thing that I will say that I will give ESPN a little bit of props on is their NFL team is pretty good. I do like their NFL live squad is pretty good. And if it's just a situation where, like, hey, maybe you want to introduce them and kind of mix it.
I don't need Dan Orlovsky on NFL Red Zone, though.
That's fair. I do think Red Zone you should leave alone. But as far as just the other NFL network properties and stuff, if that's the way you're going to go it.
The crossover will be interesting because, like, does Ian Rappaport stick to NFL Network? Does he pop over to more than just the Pat McAfee show on ESPN? Right. Does Adam Schefter go over to the NFL Network?
Like, do you start seeing guys like Rich Eisen going to start popping up on ESPN again?
Yeah. In which he signed some sort of deal with ESPN already, I thought. Like, he's going to be simulcast. Yeah. He's going to be simulcast on ESPN. Maybe ESPN Plus. I can't remember what it was, but I know I had seen that recently. But it just my main thing is NFL Red Zone, because that is good like it is. And they already sort of messed it up with adding commercials last year. Even it wasn't a ton, but it was still. I liked 7 hours commercial-free football, and I want to leave. Sometimes you just leave things alone, and hopefully ESPN will do that.
Not everything needs to change.
Absolutely. But that is it for my time here on the Dopey Millennial Show. Give me a follow on social media at ATL Johnson. I'll be with you later in the week with sports headlines. But until next time, have a good one.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.